The National Book Awards were announced this week. Philip Roth won this year's award for fiction for Sabbath Theater, a novel about an aging, libidinous ex-puppeteer. There was a time when Philip Roth was accused of being a Jewish anti-Semite for writing about Jewish middle-class life in a humorous and not always flattering way. His early books, Goodbye Columbus and Portnoy's Complaint, explored what it means to be Jewish in modern America. Terry Gross spoke with Philip Roth in 1993, just after the publication of his novel, Operation Shylock.
Early in your career, you became known for writing about Jewish life from a kind of ironic perspective. You're still writing about a lot of Jewish themes. What keeps you writing about that? And, you know, I'll mention parenthetically that it's not the faith, obviously, because you don't really practice.
Mm-hmm. But then, as we know that Jewish life is considerably more than the faith.
Yes.
Or let's put it another way, the predicament of Jews is of interest to me.
Uh-huh.
If we drop the word life in this context, we can make it clear to the audience that the historical predicament of Jews right down to whatever day this is in 1993 is not only of interest to me, but I have an instinctive, I think, understanding or feel for it. But to retrace the question you asked, I'm using Joyce, the greatest master of 20th century prose, not because I consider myself to be his equal as a writer. I'm using him as a convenient example that everybody knows. What kept Joyce writing about Dublin all his life? He was a man who fled Ireland when he was a young man, hated it, by the way, loathed it, and lived his life as a kind of rootless cosmopolite, the Nazi tag for Jews. But Joyce lived as a kind of rootless cosmopolite throughout Europe, never returned to Dublin, and yet based the most difficult, enormous, monstrous novels of the 20th century, monstrous in the very best sense, Finnegan's Wake and Ulysses, on the streets he'd walked as a boy in Dublin. And I would just respond to your question by saying, the Jews are my Irish. And Newark and Jerusalem and Prague, those cities are my Dublin. And this is what I have, I think, in many ways, been fortunate enough to have been given.
I'm going to briefly change the subject.
Mm.
I want to go back to Portnoy for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if Portnoy's complaint is a disorder in which strongly felt ethical and altruistic impulses are perpetually warring with extreme sexual longings, often of a perverse nature, then, I don't want to make the assumption that, you know, Portnoy was you or that you felt what he felt or whatever. But I think for most people when they're younger, there is a kind of greater sexual urge that is often at odds with other urges. And then you get older and that cools off a little bit.
Don't be so sure.
Don't be so sure. Okay. Well, my question is, or was going to be, do you feel that you went through a stage in your life where the kind of sexual distraction cooled off? And if so, what else, what took its place? How did it affect you as a writer? Well, here we go.
Well, you ask a question I have to think about. A question full of assumptions.
Yes,
that
first
I
to admit it.
That I'm afraid I have to surgically dismember. I think that Portnoy's complaint was very much about a man of that age, and in that way, I don't mean to challenge what you're saying. I think it's true. It may well be that. Not only a different man, but a man of another age might be able to more cunningly negotiate the contradiction, seeming contradiction. And it might be that there's a certain amount of naivete, youthful naivete, though Portnoy's a man in his 30s, nonetheless, it might be a certain amount of youthful naivete in someone who even experiences this as a conflict and doesn't negotiate it more cunningly. It may be generational, too. It may have been that those of Portnoy's generation were ill-equipped because of X, Y, and Z factors to do anything but bang their heads against the extreme nature of the longings, the perverse nature of the longings, and their purported ethical mission. As for us old guys, I think that's another program.
Right. Okay. That's fine.
Terry Gross talking with novelist Philip Roth from a 1993 interview. Earlier this week, Roth won the National Book Award for Fiction for his novel, Sabbath Theater. I'm Artie Moss-Cohen, and this is Fresh Air.